Hey there, welcome back to another episode of the Tacos and Tattoos podcast. By the time you're listening to this, I will have arrived back in good old Mexico, back home, and we'll be getting prepared for the Romeo Santos concert there in Querétaro. I'm so excited for that. Oh, so excited. And with that, I'm wrapping up my final days in Oregon and really reflecting on them, because each time I come back, it's just, it's this weird spiritual, interpersonal, like journey that I'm on every time I come back here. Because in 2020, you know, a lot of painful things happened to me, and my situation just kind of like fell apart. My life fell apart, and I was really unhappy. And I had previously, even before I moved to Mexico, wanted to move away from the Columbia River Gorge. And one of the things my friend Kelsey kept telling me, she's like, well, you know, if you're unhappy now, you're just going to be unhappy again when you move to a new city. And I was like, no, I don't think so. I really think my unhappiness comes from the environment and circumstances that I'm in. I don't feel like I belong here. I can't explain it. I just don't feel like I belong here. And she's like, well, you take you with you, so wherever you go, it's going to follow you. And I really hated when she said that to me. It would make me so angry back then. But now I understand that it wasn't entirely true, but there is still some merit into it, because I have seen with friends and family who have been dealt with grief or something difficult, and they decided to move out of, you know, trying to escape that pain, and they get to a new place and they still have the same issue making friends or the same financial woes or whatever, because they didn't actually look at what the root cause of the problem was. And in going to Mexico, I realized there were a few patterns that I did continue. And one of them slapped me in the face, and it was early 2021. I had been in a relationship with someone, and that relationship was turning toxic. And I remember the moment when I was like, I didn't come this far in my journey. I didn't walk away from two businesses, real estate, my engagement, in order to be back in a position like this. I was in a relationship that was, you know, a little bit abusive, with a guy who didn't have anything. He couldn't offer me anything. He didn't have any money. He didn't take good care of himself. I felt like I was just like always doing everything for him and helping him with his life when he was quite a bit older than me. And it was just like, what am I doing back in this place? Like, I didn't come this far just to end up here. And that was a moment where I was taking myself with me. I was repeating past patterns through the choices I was making in partners. But one thing that was different is that I was so much happier because of the lifestyle. I radically changed my lifestyle. I wasn't happy with my past lifestyle and the circle I was surrounding myself with. So I was consciously trying to choose better people to be around. And it took me time in this new place, because there were still people I was allowing into my life, even in Mexico, that wasn't aligned with the direction I wanted to go. And I had to become conscious of that. I recently had a good conversation with another female friend from the Columbia River Gorge. And she moved to Austin suddenly to get away from issues with her husband's family. And she said as soon as she felt so much better, because she felt like the people that were around her all the time weren't really her friends. She was telling me a story about her birthday, which her husband didn't even invite me to. He threw her a surprise party and he didn't invite me. Not cool. So I didn't even know about it. But she said she showed up to that party and she was looked around. She's like, none of these people are really my friends. None of them really know me or really care about me. And she was just going through a lot of depression at the time. And now she's moved, her new environment makes her feel better. Her mental health is better. Her physical health is better. She's just glowing and happy. And there is something to it. Like, there is something to leaving an environment that's not serving you, which could be a town or a community or whatever, and stepping into a place that is more aligned with who you want to be. So when you decide, you know, a lot of people ask me, they're like, I want to become a nomad. I'm struggling with so many things, my finances, whatever. You have to consciously know that you're going to have to make changes and be able to spot the times those reoccurring patterns are coming up. But it's actually easier to do when you're in a whole new environment because you have like a blank slate. So you got to paint the painting yourself. And if you're like, wow, I don't like to put red there and I'm still putting red there, I got to stop putting red there in that painting. Or I don't want to do circles anymore. I need to stop making circles. You know, you have to be conscious of what you're painting, what you're drawing, and what the life is that you're designing with the blank slate that you've created. So for anyone thinking about making a big move, my advice is just do it. It's freaking amazing. And you get to let go of so many things from your past when you do it, and you get to gain so much more. But every time I come back here, I'm always so grateful for the journey that I've been on because I can see all of my personal growth and I can see how the town has changed. And then I come back and I'm like, wow, I'm experiencing the same anxious feeling or these same thoughts that I have every time I come back. It really is part of the circumstances around me. And I'm grateful that I get to have the opportunity to enjoy it and then leave it again and go back to a life that is better aligned with my values and my lifestyle goals. So with that, I will talk to you again during the next episode, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day or weekend or whatever you have coming up. I hope you enjoy it with so much passion.
Are you an ambitious and independent woman who's ready to start attracting your aligned masculine partner but have struggled with settling in the past? Join the free 5-day workshop to start attracting him in less than 30 days by tapping into a hidden feminine superpower that you already have. Go to girlstopcrying.com to sign up.